Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the third Sunday of Easter, 2026. King David was guilty of many serious sins, topped off by murder and adultery. One might even read into his psalms a hint of ego as he seeks constant justification from God. That's one way to read David. Another is as an oracle of love. David's greatest psalms tell truths about us, especially that truth and God are on our side. An egotist believes that too. But with the passage of time and the arrival of Jesus as humanity's Savior, David proved to be one of humanity's greatest prophets because his psalms put him on truth's side, and they continue to have a life of their own. In Psalm 16, from which we and St. Peter read this Sunday, David says, "My heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body, too, abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption." Of course, we now know David was both speaking for Jesus and, through many of his psalms, strengthening Jesus to help get him through his suffering. They would also presage a death that would not only not end in the grave, but would help transition humanity to a new life with God our Father. That life gives us the spiritual courage we need to rise above this world's nothingness. If there's any confusion about the role David continues to play in this life, more prophet than king, Peter makes sure that we understand the roots of our Christian faith. "My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption." That's from Acts chapter 2. This Peter, the rock upon which Christ built his church, knew that his master saved us not only from the corruption of flesh, but from the rot that once threatened to take hold of King David's spirit as well. Quote, "You were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a spotless, unblemished lamb," unquote. That's from 1 Peter chapter 1. If there were any doubt in his disciples' minds about the historic meaning of what had just happened to Jesus and to them from that cross, the risen Christ explains it to them and us through Sunday's gospel reading from Luke chapter 24. He mildly chastises us for not understanding the anointing that was foreshadowed as far back as Adam's fall. "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. But did he go as far back as Genesis, when our struggle with evil began, and when God promised the devil that a foot would continuously come down on his head as he struck at humanity's heel? Christ's favorite disciple, John, tells us that whoever sins belongs to the devil, but that those who belong to the Son of God have access to the strength needed to destroy the works of the devil. Unchecked, those works always end in death. But through Jesus, we've inherited an artistry of love, by which death itself dies, and we rise to new life. As John explains, whoever does not love remains in death. That's from 1 John chapter 3. The identities of the two disciples Jesus appeared to on the road to Emmaus aren't plainly stated in this Sunday's gospel reading, other than that one was named Cleopas. And only when Jesus breaks bread with them, just as he did at their Last Supper together, do these two realize that this stranger is Jesus himself. Too bad he vanishes into thin air before they can say a word to their master. David recognized Jesus long before our Savior came into this world. The Apostle John recognized Jesus long after he left it. Maybe that's why the Holy Spirit of love may be better understood as a vapor remaining among us that must be breathed rather than seen. Like oxygen, as long as you breathe it, you live. And as John continues to teach us, long after his own earthly death, whoever loves cannot be held by death. That makes us all oracles of Christ. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.